I've updated my endorsements this week to include the SD30. I am endorsing solid conservative State Rep. Pat Fallon for Texas Senate, joining the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, who leads the Senate, and U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. I've tried to honor Senator Estes' record of service, but his latest advertisement, which uses a holy sacrament of the Christian Church as a prop to attack his opponent, Pat Fallon, is a disgusting low and reeks of religious bigotry. It's not making a point about Fallon's religious beliefs that is of legitimate concern to voters, but using an element of religion, a holy sacrament no less, to attack him as a political enemy. In the race for Lubbock County Judge, it's become clear that Lubbock Councilwoman Karen Gibson wants the job more than she cares for truth. Gibson claims that while a councilman, Gary Boren, wrecked the city's health care program, but the fact is that Boren fully recused himself from the vote in question due to a vendor under consideration being a customer of his company. However, it was Gibson's own campaign treasurer, Mark McDougall, who, as mayor, did vote for the contract Gibson claims wrecked something. Boren also did not take campaign donations from the person in question, but others did. Boren left the council in his second term to return attention to his family business, a staffing firm, on the eve of the Great Recession. Apparently, Ms. Gibson doesn't respect this, as she's called Boren a quitter for working to save the jobs of dozens, if not hundreds, of Lubbockites. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.